Okay, practice-wise today, did not practice DeMarcus Payton, Vance Walker, Emmanuel Owen, Antonio Smith. Everybody else was full participation. Paradis, Trevathan, Green, Hillman, Ryan Harris, David Bruton, Lou Vasquez, Shane Ray, and Derek Wolfe.
Walker and Antonio Smith.
What about them?
With their injuries?
Let me go back. Okay. Walker got a shoulder bothering him. Okay, coming out of the game. Antonio actually has a hip that's bothering him a little bit. I expected him to practice, came over to walk through Mike, and then we decided to take him in. So I'm hoping that they're both back out there tomorrow, probably Antonio before Walker, depending on how his shoulder's doing. So.
Gary, still feel good about Emmanuel?
Yeah, he'd have practiced today if we'd have been outside, but we were inside, you know, due to the field and stuff. So give him a day off the turf. He took all the walkthrough and everything, so I'd expect him to do everything. Yeah, it would.
Derek, how much deeper can you dig into your playbook with a quarterback who's more mobile and arguably has a stronger arm?
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is, you know, we got to get better at what we do. You know, I mean, we can, you know, you can think that, well, you got him going and you do this, you do that. We got to do things we're doing better first. That's the most important thing. So I think our focus is on doing those things better. I mean, obviously he can make some plays with his feet like he did the other night, you know, making some guys miss and stuff. So, you know, I think his reactions are to do that when plays break down and those type of things. But we got to really stay focused on the things that we do and do them better.
You ran the ball so well against Green Bay, so you obviously know you can do that. Mm-hmm. Lack of execution, lack of opportunity the last couple of weeks. Or where do you think the run game is now?
It's been poor the last 2 weeks. There's never an excuse, but we got in two football games. We got ourselves down a great deal in both games, 17-0, 10-0 in two series the last two games. We still haven't run the ball well. I mean, if we're going to get back to playing the way we had kind of played there for a couple of weeks with Green Bay and Cleveland, it's going to start with us finding some effective ways to run the ball. So big focus this week on keeping ourselves in whack, I guess, so to speak, in a football game and not starting the way we've been starting. So
there's been so many adjustments over the last couple of weeks with your system and with Payton, and you guys finding ways to make him more comfortable. Does Brock's skill set fit your system more traditionally that you've had in the past?
Well, we're running the Broncos system. You know, we're not running my system and a difference. We're not doing that. I mean, we have an offense in place and that we got to run regardless of who's at quarterback, and we've got to do it better right now. You know, anytime, it doesn't matter if it's a receiver or running back, quarterback, it doesn't matter. I mean, you got, you know, you're fitting different things with different players. That's just part of calling plays. But as far as our scheme and what we're doing, system, and we're going to keep doing what we do, we just got to do it better.
Brock with his footwork in the summer, mm-hmm. in August, and talked about how that connects to his release and his arm slot. How has he evolved from where you were in August?
I think he's improving. I think he's improving a great deal. Just watching him practice today, very comfortable with what we're asking him to do. You know, now you find out. I mean, now the fire starts, those type of things. But his reactions, his progress, I think, as a player from the off season to what I watched practice today, as he gets ready to be a starter this week, I think he's a much improving player, and his confidence level is growing as we speak. And it's our job as coaches to make sure he's as comfortable as he can possibly be on Sunday.
Your offensive line, Gary, you're gone from rotating one position to now three positions, really, with Max bouncing between the two guards.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about at some point for cohesion, settling on five guys at some point?
No, I think it's best for us what we're doing. You know, I think that's the best thing for us. We've got, you know, two tackles that have played, our left tackles have played, you know, years-wise. They've been in this league a while. One's been adjusting to what we do for the past month. So I think it's important that they both play and continue to play for us throughout the course of the season. I think Max is a very much an improving player. We're trying to get our group to where we could suit maybe seven instead of eight, Mike. That's a big thought process as we get toward the end of the season. It would help us as a team to suit seven offensive linemen, and we won't get there if we don't keep playing Max in various spots. So we're going to continue to do that right now.
You're going from a 39-year-old quarterback who's future Hall of Famer to a soon-to-be 25-year-old quarterback who's never started a game before. I mean, how simple are you going to keep this? Are you going to try to keep it simple for
him? No, I mean, I feel very comfortable with Brock. I mean, I could go give him, you know, all the work mentally he needs. I mean, you know, I mean, he handles everything well. But I think there is a point where you go back and, you know, you study him and you see what he's done, what he feels most comfortable with and those type of things. But as far as volume of game plan and stuff, I'm very comfortable doing anything with him. He can handle it. You know, he's just rehabbing. Yeah, just rehabbing, not even in the meetings, just spending the day with Greek so Greek can get one-on-one with him when all the players are involved and those type of things. He's had a couple of good days, and, you know, we're just going to stay after it, you know. But that's the plan right now, just to continue to do that throughout the course of the week.
Derek, with DeMarcus, where is DeMarcus at?
I would say DeMarcus is, as far as what we're trying to get done, is the same as Peyton. I mean, he's strictly in there in the training room. I think he's improved, talking to Greek this morning. You know, I think there's some progress there. When do we start doing some field work or stuff? Maybe by the end of the week, you know. I don't want to speak out of turn, but that's something we talked about last week. Maybe by the end of this week, he starts to do some of that. So spend a lot of time with Luke and a lot of time with Greek.
Gary, are you optimistic Peyton will be available for the Patriots?
You know, I'm locked in on Chicago right now. And just focus on that, focused on his rehab, you know, that's what's best for him this week. We got a plan for him, and then focus on getting Brock and his football team ready to play. So, we'll day at a time.
Tough enough to get your first start in the NFL, and now you guys are going on the road. Mm-hmm. As a former quarterback, you talked to Brock about the mental side going on the road, facing a hostile crowd, and, of course, a solid team on the road.
That's a good reminder. Yeah, Elway did that to me years ago. I didn't make it through the game. I'm not going to tell him that story. No, it's a tough environment, you know, against a team that's playing really well, a team that knows this team really well, you know, those type of things. And, you know, I was hoping to get outside today because it's probably a darn good chance this type of environment will play in. So we'll try to get out the next couple of days. But, you know, I don't know if there's ever a good spot to throw a young guy in, but I will continue to go back to the fact that Brock's kind of been raised the way you used to raise quarterbacks years ago. They got a couple of years behind a great player. They were developing, and then, you know, then they got thrown in there. Nowadays, guys get thrown in there very quickly through the draft and stuff like that. So I think he's had his preparation, and he knows a lot of people are going with him, and we got to do a good job for him as coaches.
As a backup quarterback, mm-hmm. somebody that went through it and stepped in for John, do you go in there and try not to play within yourself, not try to do too much, or do you try to take
I don't
total
think
command?
We got to let him play. You know, I get confidence in him. His teammates got confidence in him. And I don't think you go and cut down and start talking that way because then you're not aggressive. I want him to play aggressive and play the way he played the other day. I mean, he tried to make plays and took a couple of chances with the ball, but he came right back and made the next play. So, no, he needs to cut it loose and go play.
What do you
progress. I mean, he would.
You know, Trevor's doing well. I mean, this is a big stage for him to get ready for. Obviously, his workload today at practice changed. You know, he became a worker with the offense, so it's a little bit different mentality for him. So, but he's a smart kid, you know. But it's a big challenge for Napper to get him ready to go, as well as, you know, getting Brock ready to go. So, you know, they need to step it up and do their job.
What do you see and expect to see from the Osweiler's offensive teammates as far as rallying around him and helping him?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you go out to play, your team needs to play good for you to win. You know, it's never about one guy. And, you know, players know that. I mean, we're missing DeMarcus too. You know, we kind of gotten used to that one. So we've had other issues this year where we've been missing players for one reason or another, and guys have had to step up and have stepped up. And the guys understand a young player's fixing to leave their group this weekend, and they need to worry about their job and play better. So it's something we did discuss.
You talked to Brock about taking care of himself. He is mobile. He will take off. Mm-hmm. He took a few shots Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's something you can say to a guy, but I think they have to go learn to. You know, you continue to preach it, and like the shot he took on the 2-point play, you know, trying to get in there. But, you know, guys have to learn. You know, I remember going back when John was young. I mean, they thought they could make every play, and they're trying to make every play for their team. So I think you learn as you play. So, you know, time to go to work and learn a great deal and, you know, do a good job as a player.
Coach Sanders has been one of the most
key. Had that MRI on his ribs. Did anything come of that?
Yeah, when was that, Patrick? Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, he did. No, everything was fine. He's okay. He's good.
Coach Emmanuel Sanders has been arguably the most consistent wide receiver. How important is he to this offense, and how did those guys step up without him?
Yeah, he's very important, and, you know, he's been off his routine, so to speak, too. You know, we're trying to get him back into that, and we will the next 2 days. But how did the other guys do? I think they did well. I thought Bubba came in and played well. I know Cody Latimer is a much more confident football player today practicing than he was 2 weeks ago just because he touched a few balls. So that's important for us. Benny did some good stuff. So it's good to get those guys involved and get them playing.
Last one, Cameron. Gary, talk about Brock's mobility and different type of quarterback with him and Peyton. How do you got the guys out up front? Do you expect them to have any different responsibilities blocking with Brock moving out of the pocket?
No, they've got to play within our scheme. They just got to keep battling. Like I said, we got to get better as a group, and they understand that. And but no, you can't do your job any different because who's back there. You got to just make sure you do your job.
Okay.
You have a good day.